Time once again for the Dining Duo Show, hosted by Jim and Nancy Eggers. Listen as they take you on another dining adventure in and around the Huntley area. As always, they arrive at a restaurant unannounced and do not disclose the fact that they are restaurant critics. This assures an honest and fair review for their listeners on Huntley Community Radio. And now, Jim and Nancy Eggers.
Welcome to the show with the highest calorie count in radio history. Jim and I have a tasty show in store for you today. But beware, you may gain weight just by listening.
And this segment is Chinese Food Your Way.
Mm-hmm. And it was a dark and stormy Saturday afternoon. And Jim and I had an intense craving for Chinese food, but we didn't want to venture far from home. So we drove up to what we thought was a new restaurant with shining brand new signage. We were, as Confucius would say, confused, because the front window had the old restaurant's website on it, and the welcome mat also had the old restaurant's name on it.
You know, when you see something like that, somebody's got some splaining to do.
Exactly.
You know, it makes you wonder. It throws a red flag on there. I'm thinking, did they just change a name to, you know, for whatever reason?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
We didn't know, and you know what? This was too much for our hungry little minds to handle.
I just didn't want to deal with it.
Yep. No. So we decided to move on. So Jim remembered a recommendation his client gave him about China Bistro in Algonquin. So that is what we are going to review for you today.
At first glance, the restaurant looks like it would be a takeout-only venue.
It did.
You know, which most Chinese places are.
Pouring when we pulled up. So I'm like, oh, if it's just takeout, let's keep moving on, you know, but.
So me being the chivalrous man, I said, I asked, hey, Nance, go check it out, will you please? But luckily, Nancy saw two women standing in the window holding doggy bags waiting for the rain to stop. Aha!
Uh-huh.
Clue number one.
Yep.
That's when we decided to dodge the raindrops and run in.
Mm-hmm.
And me with my bum leg, yeah, that was not easy to do.
Well, you didn't run. Does a turtle run?
Well, for a turtle, he runs, but it's not. See, fast is in running is very relative.
Okay, well, you're like Chester from Gunsmoke.
Are you showing a rage, dear?
Okay, shut up.
Okay, we were surprised to discover they had a dining room with six booths and six tables, all with a view of a huge saltwater fish tank. Big one.
Mm-hmm. Really big.
Not too many fish in it, but. Big, you know. Mm-hmm. Of course, maybe the fish were on the entree. I don't know. You never know. Okay, well.
When we sat down, we were greeted by a very friendly and accommodating gentleman who took our drink order. And to stave off the damp chill that we had from running through the rain, we ordered a pot of hot tea this time for $2.50, since it didn't come with our meal.
Right. While we were looking over the mandatory huge menu, you know, they always have got like a 12-page menu with
exactly.
Everything on there, you know.
And confuses me, as Confucius would say, I'm confused again.
You were confused again.
I didn't know what I wanted because they're always so big.
Well, all of a sudden, you started to grin like a proverbial Cheshire cat. Okay?
Yeah.
The preface to the menu stated that if you don't see anything you would like on the menu, just ask and they will do their best to make it for you. Oh, boy, this is your place.
You betcha, baby.
Plus, they will change any of the ingredients in an entree to make it your way. Oh, my gosh.
This was right up my alley.
This place should be called Nancy's Bistro, since she's getting it, as Burger King would say, her way.
Exactly.
But you do that normally at a restaurant anyway.
I know, but you was nice because they told me I could do it and I didn't feel guilty about doing it.
You say, like, I want the taco salad, but I don't want any tacos or greens in it. And then you start adding stuff you want in there.
Do not. On to our appetizer, smarty pants. We ordered two egg rolls for $1.70 each and an order of six pot stickers for $5.95 each. For $5.95, not each. But let me tell you.
No, that would be like $32 for pot stickers.
Exactly.
No, that wouldn't be a good deal. No.
The egg rolls were large and tasty. And those pot stickers were the hugest.
Hugest?
Hugest.
Ginormous hugest?
Oh, the hugest we ever saw. And I told Jim they looked like overstuffed, overgrown pierogies.
Ah.
The filling was very tasty, but we thought the dough could have been a little thinner.
Yeah, you know, I like it when they have the really thin dough and then they like put a little char on them on the outside. Ooh, mm-hmm. This is so good.
These were so... Oh, me too.
I'm getting hungry for Chinese food again.
You know what they say in...
About Chinese food?
Yeah, a couple hours later, you're hungry again.
I know.
And I'm hungry right now because this is lunchtime.
Okay. Nancy ordered her favorite Chinese dish, Kung Pao shrimp, for 11 and a quarter. This was shrimp with peanuts, celery, green peppers, and onions in a light spicy sauce.
It was a spicy sauce, just like me.
Light and spicy.
No, I'm not light, but spicy.
All entrees came with steamed white rice. The shrimp were large and abundant in this really tasty dish. There was a lot of huge shrimp in there.
There were a lot.
Yeah. I should know, I got the leftovers for lunch the next day.
You did. You were lucky.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I think that's why you order so many appetizers, to fill me up so then you can have lunch off of my dinner.
No.
No?
No.
No?
No.
I think so. Well, Jim went with the Sweet and Sour King.
Because that's me.
$10.95.
I'm a Sweet and Sour King.
You think you're a king. You're not even a prince.
I'm a Sweet and Sour, though.
Yeah, you could be a knight.
A knight?
A knight.
Oh, I could go for that.
Okay. This was chicken, shrimp, and pork deep fried to a golden brown and served with green peppers and pineapple in a sweet and sour sauce. What arrived was a huge platter of mainly meat with sweet and sour glaze and was absolutely delicious.
That was really good. Yeah.
I have to agree with Jim. It really was delicious. I tasted it. Usually they slather your sweet and sour stuff with so much of that thickened, I can't take it because I'm allergic to corn, but the cornstarch they thicken it with, and so much of it, it's just like too much.
Mm-hmm.
This was a nice glaze. It was really good.
It was really good.
And he took more than enough home for lunch the next day.
I did.
You were on a roll. You had lunch on mine, lunch on yours. So mm-hmm. you had Monday and Tuesday. And then mm-hmm. Wednesday, you had a snack in the morning.
Mm-hmm. See, that's my goal, to have enough leftovers from weekend takeout or you know, anything like that to have lunch every day for the week. I'm getting close. I'm up to 3 days now, usually.
You're getting old.
I know. I know. We inquired about an upcharge for fried rice instead of the steamed white rice that came with our entrees. And most places, you know, they charge a buck or something.
Mm-hmm. This place doesn't.
No, this place was different. He said that he would make us a small order of fried rice to share for $5.50. Any way we would like it.
Mm-hmm.
And by we, you know who I mean. The smile never left Nancy's face while she ordered the rice with carrots, pea pods, egg, water chestnuts, and green onions. We had it our way. By our way, you know who the our is.
It's my way.
That's like the we around the house. Oh, we have to do this. I should just change my name to we.
Okay. Hey, we, is it my turn?
We have to do this. We didn't do this.
For your information, this is a handicap accessible restaurant, and they deliver to Del Webb.
They do.
Also, make sure to check out their lunch specials.
To sum it up, the food brightened our dark and stormy afternoon.
It did.
When we walked out of the restaurant, the sun was trying to peek out through the clouds.
Yep.
As they say, it's always sunny in Sun City.
You betcha it is.
Or the surrounding area, too.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. The price for our afternoon delight was $42.60. Having it our way.
And by our.
Shut up. Priceless. Whoa.
What is it? That'll wake me up in the morning. Wow.
My eardrums are still vibrating.
Yes.
So, my love, what's your take on this restaurant?
I am so glad you asked.
I thought you would be.
I actually love the egg roll. It wasn't like a spring roll, because, I mean, if you're going to have an egg roll, you've got to have an egg roll, not these little wimpy little spring rolls that they give you.
Well, you want the egg roll wrapper, not the wonton wrapper.
Yeah, I want an egg roll that's got some
substance to it.
Exactly. This was really good.
Okay.
And my meal was really basically like two or three pieces of vegetables. The rest was all shrimp and pork and stuff. It was
and
really
chicken,
good.
Yeah, you really good. You had a lot of meat in yours.
What is your take, Our? Yeah, because we had an hour away, so I'm calling you Our now.
Okay, I'll tell you. I love the fried rice. It was deliciously made my way.
Our way. See? I told you.
I changed it to my way.
I told you.
My entree was also very yummy. And you know something?
What?
You just sit there and be quiet.
What?
I asked you, do you like pea pods? Because, you know, I make them at home. Do you want them in our fried rice? You said, sure. So I asked you all the stuff before I ordered it with him. I mean, I kept saying, oh, carrots. Yeah, do you want carrots? Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Pea pods?
Okay, other men can relate to this. What is worse, eating some things that you may not be all that crazy about or hearing your loving, sweet little wife complain about it through the whole meal?
Oh, shut up.
Give them the particulars, my love.
No, you're my love. China Bistro, 3979 West Algonquin Road, Algonquin 60102. The phone number is 847-854-6823. The website is www.chinabistro.com. The directions, you take 47 North to Algonquin Road East to restaurant. Easy peasy.
Mm-hmm.
Estimated travel time, 15 minutes.
That's it?
Well, we were in the rain, and so it might have and then we had a stop. Yeah, it took us longer because we had to stop at one place and then we moved on to the second place.
It's
but
not
yes,
easy being us, is it?
It is not.
No, if it's not one thing, it's another.
But for those of you who just tuned in, this is the Dining Duo Show here on Huntley Community Radio, 101.5 on your FM listening dial, WHRULP. We put you in WHRU. So, my love, did we get any letters this week?
I'm pretty sure we did, but let me just check.
Hey, here's a little letter. I've been waiting for this.
Well,
is it a nice letter or is it a mean letter?
No, it's a very nice letter.
Oh, it's not picking on me.
No.
No, I think they learned their lesson last time when I ripped up the paper.
I love those letters.
I do too, to be honest with you.
Well, anywho, we got a letter from Rich about a brand new restaurant. It just opened up.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, I think the grand opening is just right around now, I think.
Oh, is it really?
So, yeah, I think so. So, and he told us about Gifford's in Elgin.
It took a place of something you said.
Yeah, it's on Randall Road. It's on Randall Road and 90. It took the place of the old Tilted Kilt.
Oh, okay. I know where that is.
And I think if I understood him correctly, on top is where they have like events and banquets and stuff. And then on the first floor is like the restaurant. It's American type food. And he just told us about it. And I says, well, we will check it out. Because as it turned out, he's the owner.
Oh, so you says?
I says to him.
You says?
I says to the man.
I have to catch you. I always do.
You know, I'm so glad because nobody would have noticed that. I'm glad you brought it to everybody's attention.
You're welcome. Don't mention it.
Anywho, as it turned out, he's the owner. And I said, you know, we will check it out, but you never know when or wow or, you know, where we're going to be.
Well, and you were on the phone. It wasn't like you were eye to eye, so they wouldn't even know who we are.
Right. So we're going to sneak up on him and check it out. But thanks for the tip on a brand new restaurant. Yeah, because we're always looking for brand new restaurants.
We are.
Because usually what happens when we review them a year later, they go belly up.
No, they don't.
Yeah, well, a lot of them do. And then we got all new restaurants to review. So we've been doing this for, what, about 5-6 years now?
Yeah.
I've never had a double restaurant.
Never, ever. Repeat.
Anyway, if you'd like to email us.
Oh, we did repeat. I'm sorry. We did
that?
Repeat. We did Port Edward for brunch on Sunday, and then we just did Port Edward for our supper club for our neighborhood.
Well, that was the same thing but different.
Exactly, because one was brunch, and this was really seafood dinner.
So it's the same thing but different.
Mm-hmm. So we did do what, twice. That's the only place we've ever done twice.
That doesn't count. In my eyes, it doesn't.
I don't think so, neither. Brunch is a lot different.
Let's just forget about it.
But I just thought I'd bring that up.
I know, because you're such a, I don't know what.
I know what you're thinking. So my love, as I always call you, because I can't say anything different on the radio because we'd be shut down.
And I can't say it. But anyway.
Keep going.
Our email address is thediningduo@huntleyradio.org. That's thediningduo@huntleyradio.org.
England swings like a pendulum do. Bobby's on bicycles, 2x2. Westminster Abbey, the Tower of Big Ben, the rosy red cheeks of the little children.
You know, everyone was all abuzz recently with the royal wedding.
Last weekend was the royal wedding.
So the mighty 101.5 WHRU spent, you know, they spared no expense.
They didn't.
And they sent our own Lady Nancy Nottingham Smythe, the Duchess of Dining, over to England to review the food that the royal couple was having. And, it was really a gala affair. And take it away, Lady Nancy Nottingham Smythe.
Hello, love.
Hello.
Roughly 7,500 items of food were prepared for this occasion. Can you believe that?
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
I mean, no expense, you know, it just, Harry and Meghan had it all.
Wow.
Following the majestic ceremony at St. George's Chapel in Windsor, 600 guests flocked to St. George's Hall in Windsor Castle for a lunchtime reception hosted by the Queen.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, love. The decadent feast included a selection of sweet and savory canapés, in addition to the...
Or do you say canapés?
You could say either one.
Oh.
In addition to the palatial lemon and elderflower, whatever that tastes like.
I've never eaten an elderflower.
And I don't want to.
I don't want to.
Wedding cake.
I think they get a nice Portillo's or something. You know, that would have been good.
The best chocolate cake ever. Oh, no. You can't do this to me. I'm getting hungrier.
Keep going, ladies.
I'm going to get hangry pretty soon.
Lady Smythe.
Oh, yes. Okay, love. Okay. All of the ingredients for the wedding reception were sourced from Royal Warrant Holding Companies.
Well, of course, because they're going to have a little nepotism there, you know, and they wanted to give it to the people who give to them. That's the American way.
You scratch my back, I scratch yours.
Exactly.
It's that way no matter where you go.
Right.
To begin with, guests were served a selection of savory canapés, including...
Or do you say canapés?
Scottish langoustines wrapped in smoked salmon with citrus creme fraiche.
Sure.
Okay.
How did they know they were Scottish? They have little kilts on?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
And you know, when you wear a kilt...
Uh-huh.
Those men do not wear anything else underneath.
How do you know that?
Because I know. I have a Scottish friend. Did you know that?
No.
I've got a Scottish friend, Alan.
Okay. Well, that's good to know.
Mm-hmm. just telling you. Grilled English asparagus wrapped in Cumbrian ham.
They should have had like the honey baked.
Mm.
That would have been better.
Who knows but if it would be or not? We never tried Cumbrian ham.
I don't even know where you get Cumbrian ham.
Well, listen to this. This sounds so... Garden pea panna cotta with quail eggs and lemon verbena. Whatever verbena is. And I'm sorry, a quail egg?
Well, it goes so well with the pea panna cotta. I love panna cotta.
We just tried panna cotta the last time when we did Cafe Roma.
Mm-hmm.
That was our first time ever. And it was so good. But I couldn't see peas in that.
No.
Okay. Heritage tomato and basil tartare with balsamic pearls.
Whatever balsamic pearls are.
They probably take a cultured poil,
uh-huh,
and they put balsamic vinegar on it.
Sure, let's go with that.
Okay, so you'll choke when you eat it.
Okay.
Poached free-range chicken bound in a slightly spiced yogurt with roasted apricot. Now, this chicken is free-range, right?
Mm-hmm. They had to tie him up to catch him and cook him.
Then he's not free range.
Go on, dear.
Okay. Croquette of confit Windsor lamb. Not Mary's, I hope.
No, Windsor.
Okay.
Windsor.
Roasted vegetables and shallot jam.
Mm-mm.
You know, my mouth is just watering right now. Mm-mm. Warm asparagus beers with mozzarella and sun-blushed tomatoes.
That sounds pretty good if you take out the asparagus spears.
And you take out the blush in the tomato.
Yeah, well.
Following this, rather than having a formal sit-down dinner, a selection of bowl food was distributed. I can't believe that they're giving you bowls of food now, but whatever. This included pea and mint risotto, chicken fricassee.
Mm-hmm.
And slow roasted pork belly served with apple compote and cracklin. Now, cracklin, forget the pork belly, it's all fat. But cracklin, I love pork skin.
That would be good.
Mm. To drink a selection of wines and sauces.
Wait, this is supposed to be a classy affair and they're giving you pork rinds?
I know.
I like it.
I do too.
All right.
That's the only thing that's so far gotten my attention.
Oh, okay.
To drink a selection of wines and soft drinks were served in addition to Paul Roger Brut Reserve non-vintage champagne and an apple and elderflower mocktail designed to complement the couple's wedding cake.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The wedding cake featured an elderflower syrup made at the Queen's residence in Sandringham from the estate's own elderflower trees and
of
was
course
decorated with Swiss meringue buttercream and 150 fresh flowers. Do you eat the flowers?
I guess.
I hope they're edible.
Mm.
Huh. Sweet canapes.
Mm-hmm.
Or?
Do you say canapes?
Okay. Served following the savory dishes included champagne and pistachio macaroons. That sounds good.
I would eat those. Those are good.
Me too. Orange creme brulee tartlets and miniature rhubarb crumble tartlets.
A lot of tartlets over there.
You know those English. A lot of tarts.
A lot of tartlets.
The food was prepared by a team of 25 chefs working under the leadership of Mark Flanagan, with as many ingredients as possible sourced from the local farms out there.
So they get an Irish guy. Couldn't they find an English
guy? Yeah, I know. Isn't that weird?
That doesn't sound right.
It doesn't. The Royal Wedding General Reception, which took place at noon in Windsor, will be followed by an evening reception hosted at Frogmore House by Prince Charles and Camilla Parker Bowles for 200 people.
Frogmore House? I like it.
Yeah. I don't like Camilla, though.
Yeah, well.
Ew. Anyway, that's my opinion.
That's your opinion.
Yes. For the evening reception, featuring a seated three-course meal that we could not find anywhere.
No.
Harry and Meghan's evening affair will likely feature the most formal fare.
That's the biggie. That's the big secret one.
I thought that some of that stuff was pretty formal because I wouldn't eat some of the stuff that they had on their snacky foods.
Well, you know what was cool? That the Harry and Meghan, they drove away from the afternoon wedding in a 1968 Jaguar E-Type, like the Austin Powers type. How cool is that?
But did they have the Union Jack stuff on it too?
No, they should have though.
They should have. That would have been perfect.
I'm sorry. I digress.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, this is the ending now. I was not invited to the evening soiree.
And the Queen Mum will hear about this.
I'm sure
going
she will.
To write her a letter.
You should just write one off forthwith.
We're the dining duo.
I know.
Hey, you know who I am, don't you?
That's right.
Who am I? Tell me.
You're Lady Nottingham Smythe.
Nancy Nottingham Smythe.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, she should have had me. I'm sure it was just as an oversight, you know.
It had to be just an oversight. Must have got lost in the mail.
It probably did. You know our postal service.
That's true.
And so I cannot tell you what the three-course meal consisted of, but I do know that Prince Charles paid for this evening's dinner. So therefore, the dining duo will not be reviewing this reception.
Take that, Queenie.
And I didn't have 7,500 items to read. I thought I would.
Well, you know, I'm just looking at the old clock on a wall, and it's telling me we've run out of time.
Aww, well, that's our show for today, then. And Jim and I would like to thank you for listening. Tune in again next time.
Same dining duo time, same dining duo station.
Until then,
we wish you good times, good friends, and good food.
Here comes summer. School is out, oh, happy day. Here comes summer. I'm gonna grab my girl and run away. Here comes summer. We'll go swimming every day. And let the sun shine bright on my happy summer home. Well, school's not so bad, but summer's better. Gives me more time to see my girl. She makes a flat top curl. It's summer.